Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Well, folks, when I say it's now or never, it is basically because I cannot impress upon you how finite our time is. Our Lord has the schedule. We don't. And so we have to get in gear. If you haven't already said your prayers, then start. And then quickly get up. I mean, don't get caught in the long perpetual prayer. I mean, we're always supposed to have prayer in our heart. I get it. But don't get caught in some long, lofty, perpetual prayer that it encumbers you from being able to execute the things that you have to do. Because, you know, that old meme or that old saying, you know, why are you praying for the Lord to dig a hole or give you a hole while you're leaning on the shovel? You need to dig that hole yourself. I mean, you ask the Lord to bless you and sanctify or whatever, you know, the fact that you have to have this hole. But don't expect him to do it. And don't expect him. His job was to save all men, all mankind, not to save governments. He gave us a government. He blessed us with this government. It is our job to save it. If we fail, then that's the conversation, if you are adult enough, to have with your children, or you'll basically ignore them, won't answer them, and won't talk to them about the guilt or the blood on your hands. Because if you don't get involved, that's up to you. Obviously, we live and we still have our agency. We still have the ability to choose to do the right thing, even though it may be hard and even though it may come at a cost. We either do the right thing or we will fail and we will punish. We'll be punished and we will, there's no doubt in my mind, it won't be easy. And those of you who haven't become a part of an operative in the globalist communist agenda, that don't even like what the heck's going on, you are the least likely to be spared. I mean, when you look, and we go over this, I can't tell you how many times I've said this about the Khmer Rouge, Stalin, Hitler, and so forth and so on, even Bonaparte, all the despots throughout the history of mankind. Those who don't quickly embrace and get on board and become champions and cheerleaders stand at risk if they succeed to be gathered up and killed. So your success, if you don't have the moral capacity to be immoral, if you actually have a conscience and you aren't suffering from moral turpitude, then you absolutely better start acting up. And I cannot impress upon you how important that is. Period. Okay? Now with that, this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you are listening to the only show that goes through the empirical evidence, the academic evidence, and academic evidence-based solutions. And so when we actually present stuff, if you want to refute it, if I'm missing something, if I could be more accurate, let me know. We have a comment line, 425-270-5416. It is a 24/7, 365 comment line. And we go through those, and we actually, you know, and we appreciate those of you that, you know, actually called and said, hey, thanks, or, you know, how can I support you? Or, you know, hey, can you come and do this? Can you come speak? You know, we get calls. I don't get comments regarding the content I cover. Actually, there's one. There's Charles. I mean, Charles has come back a few times to talk about, you know, the problem with the lack of a uniform bankruptcy laws and how the federal government is violating the laws that they've created for their own loans and so forth, and the hypocrisy. I mean, I do get some comments like that. And, you know, I'm hoping Charles is doing good. I believe he's a truck driver, and he's probably somewhere in D.C. listening to us right now. And God bless you. Charles, I know you're doing good things, and you've probably heard me say that there's a need for resistance. And I believe that we all have to do our own resistance. We all have to fight our own little battles. If you are in a space where the only little resistance that you can provide is resisting from not wearing a mask, and you say, you know what, I'm willing to suffer whatever the little consequences come from not wearing a mask, like the, you know, a citation that, you know, I would hate to see somebody not get hired, but if you live in that kind of a state, you know that that was a real consequence, possibly, of you not being able to get a job with a company because you didn't, you know, you were arrested for failing to wear a mask, and they demand that type of obedience out of every shadow that works at this company. I mean, that's buyer beware when you seek a job with a company that has that paradigm. Those are real paradigms, right? Anyway, but my point in, you know, in talking regarding the resistance, like what these truck drivers are doing, you know, I've gone shopping and I've actually seen bare shelves where I shop. It's not as common as I see in some places. And that's only because I live in an area where we have a high enough population to where, you know, we consume that kind of on a regular basis, a lot of stuff. And so, you know, a few things I've seen where we haven't had the toy. I mean, the commonalities, like right now, some chicken, meat, and some other stuff. And I believe every day the shelves are getting emptier and emptier. But that's a result of truck drivers actually stopping and taking a second to resist and show their disdain for the federal government, which I believe is violating the Constitution if they deny them access on the roads through Washington, D.C. I truly believe, and I hope and pray that none of these people get harmed, and I hope and pray that their message, the real message they're sending, is received. We all, so the sacrifice we're all doing is putting up with and realizing that the fact that we don't have anything right now is because it's a form of resistance. It's not a form of punishment from a statist government that soon will have those powers to levy that type of punishment upon us if we don't act. Thus, the very beginning, it's now or never, folks. We actually have to heart. We having a little bit of resistance here and there, it's important. But what is more important is getting organized and getting active in your county and getting the arguments and the dialogue and getting people on board with their citizens' responsibility as a member of a citizens' vigilance organization. I sat down and I it's actually going to become an article, but I'm going to kind of go over this thing when we get into the content for today's show. But let me finish the obligatories. I still have not heard anything regarding Bob's seminar. As soon as I do, I will post it on the Mobistrip Press Facebook page for those of you who follow me there. And I know there's a lot more people that listen to the show than follow me there. And I know there's a lot of people that have abandoned Facebook. That's okay. I've lost a lot of friends. Shoot, I was, you know, on my way heading into 3,000 friends or something like that at one point. And I'm now under 2,000 because I've had enough friends actually delete their accounts and leave because of Facebook's tyranny. I understand. I get it. Anyway, let me move on. Gary Smith, Fortitude Financial Coaching. I believe in this man. If you're looking for quality coaching and getting in control of your finances, go to Gary with Fortitude Financial Coaching. Right now, for good, decent constitutional courses, don't go to Hillsdale College. Go to constitutionaleducation.us. This is all free. Now, you can support Keith Borders. He does accept donations and so forth, and he needs help. This guy is not a pauper, but he is not, you know, affluent. The only reason he's been able to do what he has done is based on him focusing and consecrating all of his resources he possibly can without putting his life and his existence in jeopardy. But he has had support, and he's very thankful for those who have supported him. He's got a donation. You go click and donate to his education. he is providing a good service. It's an important service. And he's trying to get this into the hands and minds of the children in Florida and hopefully throughout the world or throughout the nation. Anyway, Timber Nation, as you know, if you're just looking for good quality hardwood furniture, American made, American wood, all American, then TimberNation.com, Stan Kluett. He does awesome work. He actually has the old bulletproof nylon and all that type of stuff. Go read about the products and what he uses and how he does this. I think it's a very good quality product, and it's reasonably priced. And I can't tell you how impressive some of the stuff that he's done. I mean, we just had some covers done for some speakers, and the logo we gave him, and he has this embroidery machine that puts that on there. And I go, wow, that's really nice. So when we finally get it up there, you'll actually see, some of that stuff that we can point to that will be on Timber Nation's website, because I know they like putting in customers' stuff, and so you can kind of look at what we've got. But anyway, what we want to do is we want to actually start focusing on I forgot Ad Local. If you need and you're getting organized, reach out to Ad Local. They help patriots. They will give you a discount. A patriotic discount. So please, go to them. Don't go to GoDaddy. Don't go to these other ISPs out there to provide domain services and hosting and so forth. If you want somebody to do that stuff for you, go to AdLocal. Anyway, when we come back, I'll be able to start really focusing on, summarizing what I just said yesterday, why yesterday was really important, and why we need to, summarizing it, and why we need to move forward. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so I guess summaries, just to be clear, summaries do not suffice. I mean, as a matter of fact, when you kind of look at, the upstream, downstream view, you can summarize. I get it. But summaries are insufficient when it comes to the details that are necessary, because people need details. And why do people need details? Because getting people to work together, or in other words, getting them to act or be selflessly acting in a selfish world, because more and more of us have become WIFMs, right? what's in it for me? I mean, how many people, when you sit down and say, hey, we need you to do something, can you do this? And instantly they say, well, what's in it for me? How am I going to gain on this? That doesn't really come across as a person that's really willing to work with others who are sacrificing to do something when all of a sudden they say, well, you got to pay me. It institutes a quid pro quo, and or because the bottom line, what's in it for you is liberty for your children. You have to actually be asked, or you have to actually ask or to be told that it's for the betterment of our society to restore our constitutional republic. If you don't get that and you really believe that, hey, what's in it for me? How can I make some money off of this? You're listening to the wrong show. You're listening to the wrong guy, because I can't emphasize enough how you, if that's your paradigm, you are a part of the problem. Because we have to be willing to serve and sacrifice time. I mean, I look at people that refuse to do jury duty just because, and the reason they don't even vote, are registered to vote, because they don't want to have to serve jury duty. I mean, how selfish is that? Seriously. So summaries, I could easily just summarize stuff all the time, but summaries are insufficient. I have to get into some of the details. At least I feel compelled that covering the details that I do is very important. And I know that there are better ways, and this is why we kind of cover them in, you know, and approach these details in different directions. So someone may get it this time, or maybe the ones that don't get it this time will get it the next time we approach it differently. Because really what I'm just saying now is something very similar to what I said yesterday, but in more of a summary nature. Bottom line, back to what I talked about on Friday, I am not really going to go through the reading of all of these articles. I'll try to condense. I will try to provide overviews or paraphrase, you know, to make these the importance of why these documents are so important, these articles that I've written or these articles of the framers, what have you, and so forth. When it comes to the articles of the framers, I will and I do highlight very specific things that I read, because you need to hear exactly what Madison said. Don't take my word for it. And that's the other, a complexity in dealing with people. We've got to stop just taking everybody's word for some, well, I heard somebody say, and so that must be true, right? No. Is that what they said? Is that what the framer actually said? That's why it's so important. That's why we cannot trust what our government or how our government is defined as they tell us how they define themselves. We actually have to go through how the Constitution was defined by the framers. That's why the ratification debates are so important. They are. It's just like reading the scriptures. You know, you have the Ten Commandments, because what was the Ten Commandments? It was a communication from God that here are the laws handed down by God, our Creator, for the world. Thou shalt not kill, or thou shalt not have any other gods before thee. Thou shalt not take, you know, the Ten Commandments. And I'm terrible in paraphrasing, but as you understand, then Moses was also compelled to write the scriptures so that we could understand why these commandments are so important, the background. And that's why we've had scriptures as an integral part, and I should say revelation and communication with God as an integral part of, you know, God's association with man ever since the beginning. And today, you know, there's no doubt in my mind, the framers received personal revelation. It's not like they sat down and wrote scripture, but I truly believe that the document they wrote called the Constitution is scripture for the governance of mankind, not scripture for the salvation of mankind. And they were inspired to write it thusly. And so in context to all of this, now you start to see some of the details. And as I give you these details, this makes it easier for you to go, yeah, you know, this makes more and more sense, and it gives you the ability to buy in. If you buy into this, it means you become a shareholder in the company. It becomes a shareholder or somebody vested in what we're doing. And I truly believe that even though undoubtedly the content and context of the articles and all this information is so paramount, I truly believe what is more important, what is even more paramount, is the information that you need today to begin to organize and how to organize successfully. This is why I took a whole show yesterday in talking about the importance of putting aside your differences and your self-interest, your organizational differences and your organizational interest. I can't tell you how many times I get these hypocrites. It just, sometimes we want to resort to violence. Sometimes, you know, because we just get so frustrated. And I know that's absolutely wrong. It's absolutely wrong to even communicate that, I want to get to that level to where I just blow. Because patience is truly a godly virtue. He is so patient with me. And I'm telling you, he's so patient with you that we have to be patient with each other. And we have to try to let we have to let everybody do it on their own time and terms. I am, I'm the impatient person because I know how much time we have left. I don't know the definitive time, but it's not much. I know we don't have a lot of time. And many of you know the same thing. Many of you feel the same urgency that I feel. And so forgive me for taking a whole show in lecturing, but I will tell you, you want to mark Monday, the 7th of March, as the beginning of a long dissertation, because as you go to a class and as you break open a very dense book of information, as the professor starts to lecture you on these things, and I, by all means, I don't consider myself in the league of professional educators or anything like that. This is why what I am doing is so out of my element, and I rely so heavily on him to bless me with the words that I need to say. And I hope that it's in some of your minds, ears, eyes, and heart, you feel that spirit that I'm blessed with in being able to see or say these things, because it's not like I'm sitting here reading some great speeches that I was able to write. I'm telling you, some of my best work does not come from me. It comes from, somewhere inside of me that I will just refer to as the Spirit. The Spirit basically formed those words in my mind and they came out my mouth and I go, where in the heck did I come with that? Wow. I pick up my own book that I wrote and I read, you could come to me and start, give me a section of my book, just a couple paragraphs, and I could start reading it and I would not recognize that as my own work. And that's sad, but that's the truth. And it's not a sad indictment. It's a humbling indictment, I should say. It's really not sad. It's humbling because clearly, I'm not trying to seek the glory, and I hope that you do the same, that we shouldn't be doing this for what's in it for you or what's in it for me. This is why, and the reason that we've gone now, I don't know how many segments from yesterday to now, on setting aside differences and interest, and I'm really focusing on interest currently, right now, because the fact that I'm monetizing my radio show means that I am actually working and desperately working to help fund the good righteous endeavor in your counties to be able to start operating and forming your unorganized militia and becoming vigilant citizens, exercising your constitutional rights. And we're going to get into this when I get into this article that I started working on that's going to get published as well. Because this right here forms the argument of why you've got to do this. Because do you actually have a constitutional right to form a militia? Well, we're going to dive into that, and I'm going to prove that you do. But the more we can set aside, the more successful we are at setting aside our differences and our interests, the more successful we will be. And you've heard me say this so many times. These are like maybe cliches. I don't care. But if you are successful, then we're successful. If I'm successful in making you successful, then we're successful. But success is not dependent on the individual success. The only way you become successful is when you actually make or save our liberties. What you have done is actually helped everybody. Because when we're serving others, that is when we've been successful, if we're doing selfless work. And it's not something you take to the bank. It's not something you buy eggs with. Anyway, another break. We will be right back to kind of go into the stuff we're going to talk about. So we'll be right back after this. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so let me dive back into, you know, the direction we're heading. And I know you're still going, well, where the heck are we going here? And this is really important. It's important I kind of create this stage and we kind of bounce forward, or we launch forward off of this. You know, I'm going to be covering the multifaceted efforts in what have to be done locally instead of spending money and resources on something that will not contribute to solving the problem. In other words, when I say spending money or resources, when I'm telling you that we're monetizing the show and the money we're going to be paying out into these radio broad, you know, the money we receive from these radio broadcasts in your flyover counties or in your flyover state, the money we're going to receive from that, we want to focus it right back to you. Now, as I've said this several times, there is a body of money I took out of my retirement that I want to actually pay. It's not millions of dollars, but it's not $1,000 or $10,000. It's a lot more than that. And so, when I started mentioning this, when I actually started down this path, I, maybe with a cavalier attitude, felt I was invincible. We all get that until all of a sudden we get knocked to our knees and we realize our mortality, and it's a very humbling experience. Because my plan was to be able to get life insurance in about 2-3 years from now. because I figured if I waited till around 65, I should be able to get a decent term insurance because I was a pretty healthy guy. And the intent was, okay, I had to lose some weight, and then all of a sudden I had an obstacle to that for my hip surgery. But I got my hip surgery, and now I'm able to do things, but I was thrown down another path that actually killed my ability, or I should say made it impossible for me to get that life insurance because of my lung problem. And so, and I've covered this. So the point is that I'm not going to be taking that much, and I'm actually going to have a very small stipend until that actually gets paid, because I need every blessing I can possibly get from the Lord. And knowing that when I embrace our Savior, that I've done everything I possibly can for you, the things that He has blessed me with, not to be your self-appointed leader, but to serve you, to serve others in that aspect. And I truly believe that that is how we receive blessings. It's how we sanctify what we've learned, what we've received. The blessings of this Constitution, we are obligated to serve others so that they can understand they receive these blessings from this Constitution. Going back to yesterday's globalism and this concept, as we would continue to serve others, all nations would be able to come in and serve others as well and be served. You know, don't forget, whenever service is being applied, there is somebody that is being served. And don't let this get twisted into thinking that, oh, well, you have to be a taker then because everybody's going to be givers. No. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons why I believe some sacrifices are not sacrifices that are tangible money, you know, actual money or those types of things, but some sacrifices are far more spiritual when you've consecrated your time, your energy to service. And so where you don't receive that money, and that is precisely what we're talking about. This, and I do understand that there is this market, and I do understand that radio stations, you know, they're a business. They have to have money to turn on their radio, to have the energy to broadcast, right? To turn on their signal. So we have to, you know, and I believe we have a good dovetailed fit because they can actually make good money and become far more relevant and grow their market space with advertising. So what? It's a supply and demand. If you call any of you, call your local radio stations. If you live out in the nether reaches and you have a small radio station that's 500 watt, 1,000 watt, or something that just goes a few miles or, you know, 10, 15, 20 miles, you will find out. You say, hey, how much revenue do you guys make on all of your ads and so forth? They will, if they're honest, they're going to tell you, we are barely making it. If not, there are a losing proposition, which is why many of these radio stations are getting bought up. So you need to do the research, because eventually you have to understand that radio is a very inefficient and ineffective, but it is a very inexpensive way of communicating. You don't have to have the video. You don't have to have a lot of studio. There's not a lot of support, especially in today's era where, you know, somebody like myself who's sitting in a, you know, their own studio doesn't even go and put any overhead on the radio. Red State Talk Radio has very little overhead. It's a perfect business model for the radio, but it doesn't own that hardware. Hardware is cheap, but it is expensive to operate. The electricity, those types of things, you know, have a cost. So there's this minimal cost. The guy that you have to put in there to run it. If you look at today's salaries, that's not cheap. Nobody's going to do it for minimum wage to be the manager and operator and take all the stress of running that thing. Are you kidding? It takes money. And so these guys need something to revitalize their radio market. What better than Reclaiming the Republic and the Reclaiming the Republic brand in actually airing in your state, not just my one-hour show, but those of you who are leading that are actually putting together your own events, putting together these other things. My events are literally phone calls with leaders of other organizations to try to help them understand what I'm doing and how they can help, how they can help you and me, and how we can help them. I'm trying to create, and as I tell people, when I really look at myself, I think my role and what I'm really doing, along with, you know, giving you this information and all these other services, my most important service is unifying leaders to lead. And so I have no compunction. I have no reservation. There's nothing that ever constrains me from picking up a phone and calling somebody. Anybody that knows me knows I will ask you, you know that guy? Give me his phone number. I'll call him. Because I want him to have the opportunity to understand what we're doing, why it's important, so that he has the liberty to exercise agency to get involved or to not get involved. I hate to be the guy to grind axes, but those institutions and organizations who we know should be doing it, the leadership of these organizations have chosen not to get involved, not to unify. It's not with unify with me. It's unifying with you. It's unifying with all the other organizations that are unifying with you. All the other organizations, and some of those organizations, Bob Schultz, We the People Foundation, John Durash with the National Liberty Alliance, Mark Lerner with the Constitutional Alliance, and we're actually going to have, and the parties. The parties, the Constitution Party, the Independent American Party, the Constitution Association with Doug Gibbs, all of these different organizations, or Ed Griffin with Red Pill Expo, Red Pill University, and Freedom Foundation, all of these different organizations, they recognize that we have to work together. They don't want to be exclusive. And when you have organizations and leaders that are out there saying these things, then that means that they're on board. They want to help us all become successful. Now, they're not going to reach straight into their pocket. I mean, there has to be a real good argument and case for somebody to reach in their pocket and pull out millions of dollars in doing something that would, you know, really be instrumental in helping us. That's why, you know, I just feel really humbled when somebody actually offers to just give me any money of their own, because I understand what it takes to earn that money. I had to do it for years. We've all been stressed over the fact of what it takes to provide for our families. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, just, you know, it would be wrong for me to marginalize what it takes to be able to keep a family solvent, to keep a family fed, to keep a family, you know, protected, and do all of those things. And at certain points in every single one of our lives, there have been things that we've teetered on, you know, being able to make a payment for this, having the money to do this, or what have you. And I can tell you that, and I believe every one of you that's honest enough will say, the only reason I didn't fall into destitute times and destruction is because my faith in the Lord and the fact that He has continued to bless me. That's why we're here today, folks. That's why we're all in this position today. So, before we get in, I need to go through some historical context and content. This is why we start off with the Tory Acts. There are all sorts of really good documents out there. But one of the reasons why, and I'll get into this when we talk about this, but we always start off with the Tory Acts. That's a pre-Revolutionary War paradigm. Then the Declaration of Independence. Remember, the Tory Acts came before the Declaration of Independence. And then everything kind of falls into an evolutionary space of how, over time, our leaders, the framers, and those who replaced them worked and evolved this ragtag set of colonies into a union that has been able to withstand these insurmountable blows that would have brought every other country to its knees. And we're at that point, as we've been telling you, that we're on our way to the knees. We do not have enough time. It's now or never. That's why I keep on driving all of these things. So I'm trying to tie everything together so that you can succinctly see that there really is a very profound message and a very profound direction for us. So anyway, when we come back, we'll get into those things that are also important for you to understand. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so I think it was today, maybe earlier, because short-term memory when you get old is just really isn't good. But I believe it was in today's segments that I kind of talked about, you know, lecturing and being professorial or professorial. And so And yesterday was about preaching, kind of the same thing. I mean, if you look at a preacher, you look at a professor, what they're doing is they're lecturing you, right? I mean, so there's a professorial lecture, there's these, I'll say, religious lectures and the professions of those people, neither of which do I possess a plaque or the credentials of, you know, being worthy to be called in that category. However, when I do look at what I'm hitting here, what I'm driving at with the content and context of this content, I am telling you that if you go back to my January 3rd and that first week, second week, third week, fourth, I mean, that first month was really solid as tied to a very specific theme. And we went down a few deviations as well. And it's not that February was just a waste of time. Not at all. But we're starting over here, folks. We're starting the curriculum. We're starting the narrative. And I'm not starting in the grand scheme of things with the scale of liberty. I'll get to that when we get to the ratification debates, because that's when we'll dive into the fundamental principles of enlightenment. These fundamental principles, because we've already covered, since the beginning of the year, I believe we've already covered this concept of natural law. I mean, I already did this. So I'm not going to dive into natural law again, but I will dive into some of the principles that created that. I'll say the divine principles that created natural law in more detail that drove this nation into fighting for its independence and creating a government. And this all happened because of the byproduct of American enlightenment was the Declaration of Independence. This urge of these great people we call our forefathers to create this constitutional republic. They didn't start off with that end in mind. And many times you hear leaders always say, "Oh, you know, always start off with an end in mind." Well, did they? Did they have an end in mind? Yeah, independence was the end that they were thinking. But that just would have created a chaotic bunch of colonies and so forth. It's an evolutionary process. And as a matter of fact, I'll go, because I'm constantly attacked by the John Birchers, because they, what they do is they create this subjective, or I will call it an ad hominem, argument against me, because everything was not definitized right out of the very beginning of my very first book. And like our Constitutional Republic, this concept of republic review, the thesis and the theory that I was asserting, that the states had all the power. They didn't need to petition for an Article 5 convention. We could follow some of these same standards, or, and I use standards or conventions synonymously, because they basically mean the same thing. In engineering, there are standards. Medicine, there are standards, conventions that are followed. And so when I look at what I was doing in my first book, I still stand behind it. They can't refute it, but they just, they use the language of, well, we're kind of concerned with how Mr. Mobley is ambiguous, or, you know, we don't know what he means by this and this and this. And I realized that there would be people that would try to argue. And actually, if you read my book, I'm not trying to sell it here, but those of you who have read my book, you will realize, and I actually state this, that I'm writing this book to those people. They will not be able to refute what I say in this book. They will try to argue different ways in soothsaying and creating a negative air. That's how the progressives work, which is why it's very alarming to see the John Birch Society use the same kind of tactics. I didn't expect them to actually be one of those people that chose to take an ad hominem approach instead of an academic approach to say this, 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 and this. Because clearly, I told people, you know, regarding religion, I'm not here to tell you what your religion is. I'm not the king to tell you what we need to do. I'm just telling you that the states have all the authority, and here's a suggestion of what we can do. Then in my second book, after getting pinged by the John Birch Society, I said, hey, be clear, this is not a constitutional convention. This is an exercising of the state's authority to enforce, and again, I'm paraphrasing here, but to enforce their contract. Well, after being, you know, even going through more mud and mire with different John Birch leadership, I decided, you know what, I'm going to sit down and I have to definitize. And I learned my lesson after the first two books. You got to definitize this. We have to definitize this. And that's why it's come to an absolute clarity that we have to definitize the Constitution as well. Unfortunately, the John Birch Society does not possess the ability at this point in time, because of its leadership, to be able to come on board, to be able to unite with others by setting aside their organizational difference. This is why this is so important. Setting aside your differences and your interests. It applies to them. It applies to me. If I'm guilty, if any of you feel I am guilty that I'm not willing to work with anybody, because it's not that I don't ask the John Birchers to please reconsider. Please reconsider. We have to forgive each other. I am not the Lord to stand judgment and finalize, you know, your fate or doom or their fate or doom. I am only trying to be as patient as the Lord tells us that we have to be with each other and with organizations. Now, I think you deserve to know the organizations that will not work with us. And as a matter of fact, if you don't know and you're in an organization, if, say you're in a health freedom organization, you need to go to the leadership and say, we, you know, I'd like you to start working with G.R. Mobley and Reclaiming the Republic and all the organizations he's working with. Because I'm not really an organization. I am me. Reclaiming the Republic is me. It's a trademark. And I'm willing to even share that with you by actually monetizing this show. And so I hope you're grasping all of this. This is really, I'm not trying to pat my back of being selfless. there is no doubt in my mind. This is exactly what the Lord wants. This is exactly how we have to do this. It's very clear to me. And so I know you're getting this. And I know that's why the show has been growing. And I know that's why we've been growing in our associations and successes. As we expose and as we live and, you know, go down this path, there are plenty of people that are benefiting from the success. Just like I have asserted many a times, the world has benefited from our Constitution because they started to recognize tyranny. They started to cling or, you know, ask or reach out for liberty. You see this today in all different types of countries as people rise up to say, you can't do this. We have inalienable rights, even though they've never gone through what we've gone through. And they don't possess the enlightenment that we possessed when we went through it at that time. Fact of the matter is, friends, that I can't and I cannot emphasize enough what we have to do and what we need to do. So because I don't have time to do it today. So when we come back, we're going to start fresh. I'm not going to be summarizing tomorrow. We're going to dive straight into the Tory Acts and my summarizing why these acts are so important. It's because we want you to create an organization that cannot be scrutinized by the progressives or anyone, that you are standing on the Constitution in these unorganized militias, in forming a non-formal militia, because synonymous, an unorganized militia is a non-formal. You have no officers, you have no military assignments or force protection ability, nor are you seeking the ability to force protect. We all have a responsibility and a right in holding our public servants accountable and our government. Because when you say public servant, that means our government, because our government is just not, it's not paper, even though it is, the framework is written and it's all drawn out on paper. Those who actualize it, those who act it out, are public servants, bureaucrats, what have you. Those that are in constitutional positions who are violating or been doing what everybody else has been doing for over a century or more or less, doesn't matter. If it's not congruent with the Constitution, if it's not in accordance, if it's not in pursuant to the Constitution, they're violating the Constitution. It's our job to hold them accountable. And that's what we have to unite on, and that's the service that we owe each other in this union. As states, as citizens of the states, we owe it to each other to do this. If we turn our back, it is tantamount to abandoning our responsibility. It's a tantamount to being a runaway husband, a person on the fly, being on the lam, because it is the essence of the law of the land. This is why citizens swear their arm and take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. This is a legal obligation, my friends, that we all have this responsibility. And even though you may be born under this, let's call it a covenant, we're born under this covenant and you have not had to raise your arm, that in itself is a problem. We need everybody. We need to change this paradigm that if you graduate from high school and you want to vote, you've got to take the oath of a citizen. We have to start having that kind of a paradigm so that people understand the legal obligations we have in supporting and defending the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic. And we need your help. God bless. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.